Phone's off. Cassius Utali, I'd like to call the Fifth Osage Nation Congress to order. We are on day three of our HUNCA session. It is March 29th, 2017. The time is 10:06 a.m. And Congressman Mason, would you render a morning prayer for us, please?
Almighty Father God, we come this day and we say thank you. Thank you for the blessings of the rain which you have given us. Thank you for the seasons, and thank you for allowing us to have a breath of life this morning, Almighty Father. We ask for your divine guidance to be within us, to our invisible beings, to guide us in the things that we say and the things that we hear and the things that we make decisions about, Almighty Father. I ask that you bless our leaders here in the Osage Nation and take care of our people, wherever they may be, soldiers, sailors, those in harm's way and those that are incarcerated, those that have substance abuse problems, Almighty Father, just take care of them, Almighty Father. We ask that you take care of those that are in mourning and those that are sick, Almighty Father. We think of all of them, all of our people everywhere, Almighty Father, take care of them. Be with us now as we continue this day, and throughout this day, guide us in the things that we need to do. Be with us as we have clear minds and clear hearts, Almighty Father. Take care of all of the business that you have given us for us to carry out our duties as we have made obligations to do so to our people. So thank you, Almighty Father, for these privileges to sit here in this place. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Roll call, please. Congresswoman Bethlehem. Congressman Hamilton?
Here.
Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congressman Mason?
Present.
Congressman Norris? Congressman Shaw?
Here.
Congressman Supernov?
Here.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Congressman Walker?
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here.
Speaker Pratt?
I'm here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn?
Present.
We have a quorum. Next is approval of the journal for March 28th. Please look over the journal, Congressman Buffalo Head.
Page 1, the next term yesterday was given by Congressman Hamilton.
Thank you. It's a true statement. That is true.
Excuse me.
Okay. Any more discussion? All those in favor of approving the journal, so signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. The journal for March 28th is approved. Next is introduction of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions to be introduced this morning? Seeing none, we'll move on to bills and resolutions on first reading. Congresswoman Edwards.
Morning, Madam Speaker, members of Congress. ONCA 1739 is an act to authorize and appropriate $26,200 to the legislative branch for costs to publish the Osage Nation Code and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 1740 is an act to establish a museum collection fund and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 1741 is an act to establish land use and zoning and law to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 1742 is an act to establish the official holidays of the Osage Nation and law and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 1743 is an act to appropriate, an act to appropriate $2,500,000 to the Museum Collection Fund and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congresswoman Whitehorn?
On E, she read some different words and then the title. Is the title wrong on my agenda that I have? It says 1743, an act to authorize and appropriate.
Okay. Is it authorized? Okay. Authorized and appropriate.
Okay.
All right, thank you. ONCA 1739 is referred to government operations. ONCA 1740 is referred to the cultural committee. ONCA 1741 is referred to commerce, gaming, and land. ONCA 1742 is referred to government operations. And ONCA 1743 is referred to cultural committee. Okay, next, there's reports of select committees. Are there any select committees to report? Seeing none. Next is reports of standing committees. Are there any standing committees to report? Seeing none. General order day one, second reading.
Good morning, thank you. I'm reading an ONCA 1738, an act to amend 26 ONC section 4-101 of the Osage Nation Revenue and Taxation Act to amend the definition of veterans to include persons on active duty status for at least 2 years and to establish an alternate effective date.
Now on general order day three, or Congresswoman Whitehorn.
That title that you read incorrect. I know that we made some amendments to that legislation, and I don't believe the title follows the amendments that we made.
I would agree with that.
Point of order also.
Yes.
My question is does the clerk or the legislative council just have the ability to make those titles follow, or have we always done that in committee? I can't really recall when the title changes, if it just does an automatic.
Mr. Gill, would you please answer that question? Because I'm not clear on it either.
Speaker, members of Congress. Yes, we have the ability to change it. I believe this particular amendment was done by the clerk's office, simply an oversight on our part. It'll get changed, at least by engrossment.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Congresswoman Edwards?
I thought we passed a rule regarding that too, so I think the rule says something about how that process works.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. All right, thank you, Gail. We'll check on that. Thank you, Congresswoman Whitehorn. All right, amendments will be voted on in the order they were received. And we are on ONCR 1643, a resolution to support the establishment and use of a sweat lodge for the benefit of patients at the primary residential treatment center. You have one amendment before you. Does everyone have a copy of the amendment? Discussion?
Dr. Sean here,
with your handwriting.
Well, he's a doctor.
Okay, so ONCR 1643, page 1, line 39, after center, add, it is the intent of the Osage Nation Congress that the construction of such sweat lodge and its implementation within the treatment curriculum of the PRT take place within the next 45 days. Is there any discussion? Congresswoman Edwards.
So I would like to ask the sponsor of the amendment if there's currently funding for this construction within a budget of the nation, and if so, which budget, so that they can accomplish this within the next 45 days.
The sponsor of the amendment, Congressman Shaw.
Having constructed it, assisted in constructing a sweat lodge, the cost is fairly minimal. It's not a project you bid out and get a construction company. It certainly could. But we've been asking the PRT and the Health and Wellness Division leader to establish this sweat lodge for some time. There's never come a question about, well, you know, we don't have enough money. I would estimate the cost at under $1,000 to establish the sweat lodge. I really think their budget or elsewhere within the Health and Wellness Division could accommodate that cost. And I think it can be absorbed with current funding. It's my opinion.
Congresswoman Edwards.
So has there been a reason stated for not constructing the lodge?
What I recollect in a meeting of health authority when it was discussed a year ago or more about why it wasn't operating anymore, that there were many people who felt like it was an important part of the treatment experience in effect for clients that were in the primary residential treatment center, was that, well, we've got some logistical problems about confidentiality, about safety, and I know my statement at that time was, we've got a lot of intelligent people. Surely we can develop safeguards and still be able to have this implemented within the treatment curriculum. Fast forward a year, still hasn't been done. We're going to wait till we have the permanent facility built. And so meanwhile, the years go by and we're still missing an important part of the treatment curriculum. And it's my opinion that the current management, current leadership in that division doesn't value that as much of a part of the treatment for those clients as those who are otherwise familiar with addiction treatment.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
I agree with the concept of the resolution and concur with everything that Dr. Shaw said about asking for this to be re-implemented. People that have gone through our programs have said that that was very helpful to them in their substance abuse recovery. For the amendment, though, I think that some conversation has gone on with them that they are constructing a new facility right now, and where they currently reside probably doesn't have the capabilities of constructing a sweat lodge on that property, and that they would like the ability to implement that when they get into their new facility, which I don't know if that would be within 45 days. Congressman Shaw, do you have any information on that aspect of this amendment?
You know what, I've heard that we want to wait till we get into the new facility, and to be honest with you, the sweat lodge, at any time it's used in a treatment facility, it doesn't have to be sitting, doesn't have to be on site or next to the treatment facility itself. It could be located off-site until such a time that their new permanent facility is ready to occupy. I've never thought that was a sufficient reason to postpone. I understand it's more convenient to wait till the new facility and permanent structure, but I don't really think that's a requirement. These sweat lodges are willow branches and canvases. Okay, they're not mortar and concrete flooring and so forth. I cannot believe that the nation doesn't have a site to where that could still be conducted for treatment of those clients, and it wouldn't have to wait for the new facility, perhaps a more substantial, more permanent sweat lodge that we constructed when the new facility is available, but I don't see that that's a requirement.
Thank you for that response. I see.
Congresswoman Edwards.
I just want to add that I read a lot of 10th Circuit opinions over the last month, and one of the opinions was an opinion by Judge Gorsuch that spoke about the right of incarcerated Native American prisoners to have access to a sweat lodge as part of their religious and treatment. I think it'd be vital if you're interested in reading.
I will respond that that's great, because this is, as the sponsor, I'll comment and say that I even thought about, because this was introduced in a previous session, I even thought about possibly pulling it just because they've stated that they're working on it. But that's what I've heard for, I've been asking about this for almost 2 years. And it took the board, the health authority board, easily 6 months or more to just give an opinion or a follow-up on how they were moving towards it, whether they agreed with it. And so there have been several conversations, and I don't know if excuses is the right word, but that's what it's starting to feel like. And in the meantime, I have conducted many assessments regarding substance abuse, and I have heard from many individuals who have gone through their PRT system who are in recovery, many who believe that it's a vital aspect of Native recovery and ongoing recovery, from those who have even attended years ago when they did hold sweat at the PRT. So I thought about pulling it, but I'm not going to, and this is just a strong message that, again, we need to, whether we have differences of opinions about the use of it, we need to keep the clients and those in recovery in mind first and foremost, and I have heard from many, so I would like to show our commitment into providing that for the patients, as well as the chief sign to state his commitment in making sure this is going to happen, because again, the location that they're in right now, they've been in for at least a year, so it sounds almost convenient to say, well, now we're going to wait till, now that they've at least broken ground on the new facility, well, we'll just wait till the new facility is complete. But they've had the past year or more to make this happen for the patients at the facility that they're at. So I agree with sending a strong message. So, Congressman Walker.
Sure, the majority is familiar with this, but this is a resolution by the Congress. It doesn't have a signature line by the chief, so this would be the Congress stating that, again,
I believe it would, unless we designate that it's an in-house resolution, but it will have a signature for the chief.
Okay, well, the copy that I'm looking at on the wiki doesn't have a signature line by the chief, okay. So
I'll make sure I check that, but I don't have a copy in front of me, but I will. I do know that he supports it as well, but it just hasn't happened within the executive branch.
I'm just kind of thinking the mandate of 45 days, you know, it would still be an expression of the Congress by resolution. That's what we would like to see.
Right. I agree. Any more discussion? Roll call.
Call for a voice.
I agree about... Wasn't sure. All right. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. The amendment passes. We are now on motions and notices. Any motions or notices? Congresswoman Edwards.
I move to request the treasurer provide all support documentation that conforms with the budgets and information contained in the treasury/accounting financials on or before April 1st, 2017.
Second.
Discussion? Congresswoman Edwards.
People of the nation have passed a constitutional amendment that calls for transparency in budgeting. Yesterday in the Education Committee, we went through the financials that we have for the education division, and in each one of those financials, there's a budgeted amount for the line items, that are contained therein. And there's also an amount that we actually appropriated. And when you look at those budgeted line items, you can't tell what is contained therein because we never got the support documentation to those. And so, for example, when we look and we see space costs in one budget, one accounting function that says, you know, $200,000, and then we look at the next item, for example, the Wheela Skytook, and then we look at the Wheela Hominy, and there's no space costs budgeted in that one, we can't tell if that's an oversight or if all the space costs for all the Wheelas were budgeted in one budget. And so we were trying hard yesterday to make sure that we were up on the financials and go through them with the appropriate people. And we can't do that. And particularly our budget analyst can't give us any flags about overages, et cetera, when he doesn't have any support documentation to look at. So I would like for us to request again, particularly given the constitutional amendment, for the treasurer to provide us, because clearly that exists, or else there wouldn't have been this budgeted amount.
Congressman Walker.
What's the motion again? And I've got a comment after here.
To provide support documentation that conforms with the budget information contained in the accounting treasury financial.
That was it? I thought you said any or all.
We have motion to request all support documentation that conforms with the budget information contained in the monthly treasury / accounting financials to be provided on or before April 1st, 2017.
May I continue?
Yes, sir.
I don't like that because the any or all, that provides the opportunity for trucks of boxes coming over again. I think is all I need, would like to see, is the 4 or so page budget that we used to get that had the letters and the categories with the amounts on them identified as what's within that. If we're going to do the any or all, I'm not going to support that. But if we can narrow that down to something more specific, I can go with it.
Do we have any name for it besides the four-page support document? Do they know what that means when we say that?
I would say it would be something more like the detailed program budget / template that was provided prior to the budgetary process 2000, at the end of 2016. I mean,
okay, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I tend to agree with Congressman Walker that all would be, we have experience boxes, so that document, if in its raw state, the title on the first page says budget template on it. I'm very familiar with it because we requested that budget template several times in appropriations before the SHISO session started. And even sent them an example of it, and that's what we never received that. So budget template is what I know the document is called on its first page. And I think that is the document that we do need.
Okay, thank you, Congresswoman Evers.
So if I meant to ask for the completed 4-page budget template?
For each program.
Well, for not all programs. That conform with the budgets. For whatever reason, they budget by an accounting code. So the accounting code is at the top. They have some name that they create, and then that's where the budget is underneath it. So it needs to conform with those pages of the accounting.
I think it would be the
Congressman Walker.
I think if it was the program or department budget template, I think that would narrow it down. Because
yeah.
Right now we're just getting the division. The total division budget in a comprehensive budget for template. So,
do we have a second on that motion, or has it been amended?
I seconded it.
Yes,
okay,
it has been seconded. It has not.
An amendment?
No, we're still in discussion. We're still in discussion right now.
Everybody wants it before I make it.
We're in discussion right now, and I have Congresswoman Buffalo Head, and then I'll come back to you.
Okay.
Well, I'm just interested in having the speaker also have a conversation with executive when this request goes over, so that they are clear on what it is we are requesting. I'm not going to, we're sitting here speaking as if the assistant principal chief isn't sitting here listening, and he is, so maybe he can also help to provide language so that the treasury is very clear on what it is we were, are requesting in the event that they are not.
Okay, thank you. Congressman Shaw.
2 points. One is, it's more information. We're 6 months into the fiscal year, 5 months, 6 months into the fiscal year. What beneficial effect will it have to have the information other than we can get it?
You would like the answer from the movement?
Ask the movement.
Congressman Edwards.
So yesterday there is a, like, this is the example that I gave. There's something that says space costs, zero, on several of the budgets that we looked at. And then there's another one that says space costs budgeted, for example, $200,000. And we are 5 months into the year, and there's $20,000 paid out of it. So it, we were looking at a 5/12 kind of year and trying to make sure that there, that the funds match the anticipated expenditures, and we can't tell that without looking at that information. I mean, as we talk about, their budgets are somewhat, might be fluid within the division, but we can look at an amount of money that we have and that we've appropriated, and when you see that there's clearly too much money or not enough money in one area, it gives pause. So I think we were undertaking our responsibilities by going beyond just, hey, here's the financial, which we have always done in the past, and looked to the four page. But without that information, we can't. And frankly, the budget analyst can't help us. He can't analyze financials without looking at something more. So he's pretty much shooting in the dark, and I just don't think that's what he wants or needs to do, nor what we want him to do.
Okay, one more, and then I need to go to Congressman Baker.
Point. I noticed it gave the date April 1st. One might say, well, this is all, you know, in a computer software system. It's just a matter of some keystrokes, and it spits out all these. I don't know how complicated the process is to provide us this information. I don't expect the treasurer to get any information until late today, close of business today, and perhaps the formal request will be presented to him. That seems a little fast to me. I mean, I don't mind getting the information, but can we create a reasonable time frame? 5 working days, next Wednesday or Thursday.
Okay. Also, let me point out that April 1st is, I believe, a Saturday. Okay. Congresswoman Edwards?
Oh, April Fool's, too. I thought we had a rule that said when you send something, a request over, that it needs a response within 3 business days. That's my understanding. So, what's 3 business days? I'm willing to go up more, but we have committee meetings every other day in our committee, so you see what 3.
Okay. In the meantime, we'll go to Congressman Maker.
Well, that was my point, is that he would give the county enough time to present these documents, and knowing that, I just looked at my calendar, that the first is on Saturday. That was my point. Dr. Shaw brought up about the time.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so
well, April 4th.
Okay. I'd like to amend my motion. Would it be easier to restate it?
It would be. I encourage you to withdraw.
Can I have that paper?
Withdraw and restate. I've just been informed that nearly all the division budgets containing tribal dollars are proposed to be modified in a budget to be submitted this week.
Oh, wow.
Congresswoman Whitehorn, excuse me.
When we requested those budget templates, we were told during the budgetary session, we were told that they weren't relevant because when we appropriated the money, then they would go back and rework all of the budgets for the programs and departments and drop all the money in there. So that's why we weren't given, that's why we were told. So I think we're going to have the time to repopulate those budget templates. Just want to make that little comment.
Thank you.
Okay. I'd like to withdraw my motion and restate it. Move to request the treasurer provide completed 4-page budget templates that support the individual budget information contained in the monthly treasury / accounting financials to be provided on or before April 4th, 2017.
Second.
Motion and second. Discussion? There's no more discussion. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Motion passes. Any other motions or notices, Congressman Shaw?
Appropriations in the meeting this morning. We can use the following session.
Thank you. Congresswoman Buffalohead.
Government Ops and Melinda Green.
Congressman Superdome.
Commerce from 3 to 5.
Okay. It's not on this agenda, but I've been informed that there's a rules meeting from 8 to 9:30 tomorrow morning. Is that correct? Okay. Also, I would like to assign the appointees to committee that the information that we have received thus far from these appointees. Mike Moore for the Health Authority Board is assigned to the Health Committee. Nancy Kyle for the Health Authority Board to Health Committee, as well as Carla Brown to the Home Health Board to the Health Committee. George Pease and Julianne Johnson for the Gray Horse Village to Government Operations. Shannon Lockett and Terry Hazen for the Election Board assigned to Government Operations. Mark Sims for the Gaming Enterprise Board to the Gaming Committee. Anthony Webb, Eddie Red Eagle, and Randy Standridge for the ONES Board to Government Operations. And Mike Wilner and Paul Beemore for the Utility Authority Board to Government Operations. Those are the appointees that we have received their information so far. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Will you send that to us in an email, please?
Yes, ma'am, I will.
Thank you.
I was just informed of these this morning, so I will get that together and email that to everyone. I just wanted to...
Thank you.
Discuss that. Also, reminder, tomorrow is Thursday. So again, if you have questions prepared or discussion for Kelly Corbin to report, he will present his report tomorrow for OFPR for his first quarter report that I have submitted to you all. So that will be for discussion. Also, reminder, that Friday, we'll have a reception immediately following session, but I've been informed that there is been a meeting set now. Is there a health, your health, I mean, while I look at him, but health committee, are you definitely complaining? I'm just trying to think. I was trying to keep it open a little bit to allow time for that reception because, there are 3 individuals, so you plan on keeping that meeting? Because I'm just having the discussion that it'll be a little difficult to have lots of people in attendance and then hold a committee meeting right after. So, Congressman Walker.
Well, there's 2 pieces of legislation, and both pieces of legislation were sponsored by Congressman Shaw. And I've been discussing with him a good time to meet. He mentioned immediately following session on Friday, he has his people lined up to be here then. So I would defer to some extent to him. I'm glad, I would be glad to accommodate a reception, but I think the committee meeting would be a bit more important if he's got staff that's going to be here.
Okay, well.
We could do both. We can shut the door, take care of business while party outside.
Okay. Any more discussion on that? All right. Any other motions or notices? If not, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Oh, to tomorrow at 10 a.m. Okay. All right. We're adjourned.